Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Collision, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Bob Black.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Black, along with Rocky Hidalgo, and you're listening to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Red Terriers Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Sea Palms Realty, Jessup Furniture, Golden Isles Collision, Cunningham Jewelers, and by I-95 Toyota. And now join us, the head coach of the Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, man.
Good. Good. Before we talk about the football game, let's get the important stuff out of the way, and that was homecoming. Okay, I know you've talked about it, but your daughter Lily was on the homecoming court, and you escorted at halftime, didn't even go into.
It was kind of neat to be out there. It's one of those things as a daddy, just to get a chance to escort her and be a part of that for her was really cool. I miss a lot of things because of football and football season with my kids, and very fortunate that she was a part of that. She was elected to the homecoming court, and I got to be out there with her.
Yeah, one of the things I'd heard you mention on the other show is that, you're really glad to be out there, and you were going to be that. You wouldn't take that away from her, but it's most of all, you wouldn't take that away from you.
Yeah.
And that was that kind of hit home with me there a little bit.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you don't get many of those, and like I said, I've missed a lot of things because of football season, friends' weddings, family members' weddings, and ball games and just all kind of, dances. Yep. For her and all that stuff. Had games on those nights and to kind of look back on that stuff. But to get a chance to be out there, that was really special for me. Obviously, yep. Hopefully don't have many more chances to do that stuff. She'll be going to college in a year.
Nope. Yep. And the other little thing to get out of the way is your 100 games. Yep. That was a big deal. Got the ice bucket on. You had a nice ceremony by taped by Gina Churchwell. 60 of them here, 40 of them at Walton. Just touch on that a little bit. I know you point that toward other people, and it's not a big deal to you, but it is pretty special.
Yeah, look, it's if anything else, it just shows I've worked with a lot of good people and had a lot of good players, and not a lot of guys get a chance to do that. Say they've had 100 wins, and I think I've had a good run, that's for sure. So if I fall over dead tomorrow, they can put it on my tombstone, and everybody can be impressed by it, I guess. So yeah. It is what it is. But I'm very thankful for everybody came out and supported me and all that stuff, and for Gina for doing the video, the Booster Club for the gift, and Steve for the jersey and all that stuff. That was all really neat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, looking to the game against Effingham, the Terriers came out. As we said, got off the bus, took control. It was 35-0 the final score. Scored early, scored often, got 17 in the first, 14 in the second, 7, and then 0 in the fourth. But looked like played a complete game Friday night.
Our kids played really fast. That's what you go back. I think we're kind of settling in. Like I said, we started, we hit the reset button about 5 weeks ago. Our kids are figuring out what to do, when I watch the film, we're playing fast. Our kids are playing hard, and that's the most important thing. We've got to play mistake-free football, if we want to beat teams like Richmond Hill and get in the playoffs and win those games. We've made some steps in the right direction, that's for sure.
Listen to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. First TD came off of a nice little pass, to a little flare pass to your senior, Caden Hutchison, who, caught it in the flats, got a couple good blocks by Ryan Say and Connor Lovelace, and he was gone 43 yards for the touchdown. And we're scoring quick.
Yeah, and Caden's got some foot speed. A lot of people don't realize how fast he is. he's pretty fast. The other side, you know, TJ made a nice throw, and our blocking was really good downfield. That was the thing, is that, you know, we've gotten better at blocking on the perimeter, and that enabled him to kind of spring that thing, and after that, it's a foot race. And like I said, he can motor a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, the second one came off a second score, I think it was a field goal, by Jonathan Sasser, set up by a fumble for the kickoff team.
Yep.
You know, special teams, I think your kickoff team did a pretty good job all night long.
Yeah.
As a whole, but they got the fumble and set up the field goal for Jonathan.
Yep, and you know, we got to work on our protection there. We feel good about Jonathan kicking field goals. Feels really accurate inside about 42, 43 yards. Yeah, and we had a big turnover there. Our coverage was pretty good on the kickoff team. We were a little bit of heaven, a little bit of hell on that all night long. We've got some work to do there, but hopefully we'll cover better moving forward.
Yeah, after the field goal, we got a touchdown coming off of an interception by Snooty.
Yeah,
it was a good heads-up play by Snooty. He was actually covering another guy with his hand to the receiver and caught the ball before it hit the ground. Once again, that's Snooty doing good things on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he's playing good football right now, and that was a heck of a play he made on that ball. You know, we wanted to force him to drive the football. You know, and we've been doing a better job of not giving up big plays. And so that was the thing. If we can force them to drive the ball, make them execute over and over again, we've got some skill on the back end. If the ball's up in the air, we feel like we have some guys who can go up and get it.
Yeah, yeah. And then good call here offensively with coming off of a big play. Set up the double pass. Got Tyler Devlin in the game, threw him a little flare pass, a little lateral to the side, and hit Connor Lovelace going down the sideline for a pretty – you know, great executed touchdown there. So,
yeah, that was a nice call by Coach Harp and yeah. Tyler's a playmaker. Every time he gets on the field, he makes plays. And you know, he threw a dead on strike, and you know, the Terrors are rolling. It's 17-0.
Yeah, 17-0 quick.
Yep.
You know,
that's what we want.
Yeah, exactly. Get out, and then your third touchdown came quick too. It was a 64-yard run by TJ. And now you with 11:20 into the second, you're up 24-0, and cruising. So
yeah, and you know it was a lot of, you know, there was that one turnover, but it wasn't so much Effingham, you know, making mistakes and giving us points. It was our guys who were just making plays, and that was good to see. I think our you know, your players, winners make things happen, and our kids are playing like a winning football team right now.
Yeah, you know, and making things happen. TJ had several very good runs. Yep. Where, you know, when he tucked it down, decided to run, you know, he ran. I don't know how you explain it, but I guess he ran his eyes open, his head up, and really found some holes to make good runs.
I think he's being decisive, and that enables him to be explosive. I mean, TJ is. He's a strong kid. He breaks a lot of tackles, but he's got a lot of foot speed, and he's just being very deliberate when he runs the ball. He's pulling the ball off the read, sticking his foot in the ground, and running toward the goalpost, and that's what we're going to need out of him.
Yeah, yeah, he does seem like he's running with a lot more confidence. Probably not as confident as he needs to be throwing the ball yet, but he's getting better at it as he plays, yeah. As we all play. All right, let's go with our first break for the night. More to come on the Red Terror Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
It's that time again. Time to support your Glen Academy Red Terrors. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glen County and a proud sponsor of the Glen Academy Red Terror Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at PeachtreePest.com or give us a call at 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Terrors! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Terrors!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media and Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Coach, we talked about Tyler Devlin early on, and this last fourth touchdown we got, TJ had a long touchdown callback and was winded, so we put Tyler in and give TJ a break, and it's probably one of the best drives of the night. TJ started off, and Tyler came in and made some good decisions himself. So, yeah.
Tyler continues to improve, and every time he gets in there, man, he makes plays. I mean, he's going to be a heck of a player here over the next 2 years. We feel good about putting him in there, comfortable with him running the offense. He makes good reads. He runs the ball well, throws it well. He's a tough kid. He's competitive. I like him.
Yeah, on Tyler's touchdown pass to Ryan Say, he had actually brought the ball down and then saw Ryan open in the end zone and pulled it back and made a touchdown pass to your dude, Ryan Say. Yeah. So he's everywhere.
He is.
We'll talk about him on defense in a minute. But after that touchdown, Coach, I just wanted to maybe bring something to some folks. It appeared like we did an onside kick.
Right.
And that definitely was not the intent. You want to touch on that a minute?
Our knucklehead kicker, he was it was just a miss hit. Man, we were just trying to pooch kick it. We got the ball back, and, frankly, we got the ball back. We got to do what we do if we get the ball back. But it was one of those things. We were trying to pooch kick it. He mishit it. And it was a perfectly kicked onside kick is what it was.
Yeah.
So I wish he could kick it like that all the time. We'd probably use it a bunch.
Yeah, next time we need it, it's probably going to do some crazy thing, a bounce off somebody, or they scoop and score or something. So,
unfortunately.
I thought we'd touch on that before it went on. But so once we got nothing out of that drive, a long field goal attempt that fell short. So, we're up 35. What was it? I guess it was
31
to nothing going in at half. Did they want a running clock coming out?
He did not. He did not want a running clock.
And, okay.
Once you get it's 30 points in the fourth quarter, it's mandatory. So, he did not want a running clock.
Yeah, well, the final score came in the third was a John Moody. Is John Moody a junior?
He's a junior.
He is a junior. Okay, I was thinking he was a little younger than that. But TJ had a good pitch to John. Yeah. He hit the corner, had two more good blocks. One by Dick DiMarzo on the corner.
Yeah.
And then the freshman, David Prince, out there blocking the ball.
Doing a good job. David's done a really nice job out there as a ninth grader.
As a ninth grader, exactly right. So, all right, that's going to do it for the offensive side of the ball. I mean, they seem to play fast, as you said. TJ made some great decisions playing, just taking control, I guess, of the whole situation. So, anything on offense before we
– I think Kwame Rhodes, our right guard, who's done a good job. He was our offensive player of the game, and he did a good job, came off, was physical. He's really improving. I was excited to see his play on Friday.
What's his class?
He's a junior.
So we got him next year, too.
Yep.
So that's great. All right, going to the defensive side of the ball. As we've said a couple of times, defense is playing lights out.
Yep.
Defense is playing very fast. You seem to have the good combination going, the linebacker rotation with Say and Miles and
Taiwan
mm-hmm. in there. So did a good job Friday night. Linebackers led tackling. Miles Smith was your leading tackle. I know you don't look at stats or think about stats, but seven tackles for him. Ryan Say, your dude, number two with three tackles. Vipers had a couple of tackles. Touch on the defensive play a little bit.
I think we're playing really fast. When I watched the film, that's the one thing that stands out to me. kids are playing fast. We're fitting on the ball really well. I think we're physical. Our tackling is got to continue to improve, but it's going to come down to big plays. We as long as we can keep people from getting big plays and make them drive the field, we're going to be tough to score on. And hopefully we'll continue to prove on that and improve on that. And our safeties are doing a nice job with that stuff.
You're listening to the Red Terrors Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. It seemed to have the defensive backs are you kind of got your group back there. You bounced everybody around or lost some folks on injuries. Yep. Move some folks around, but I think you got your starting four or five back there now.
Yeah, they've kind of settled in, and we're starting to learn what we're doing back there, and being able to expand and do some different things. And that's the most important thing. We've kind of been running one or two coverages the last few weeks, and being able to add some things to help us cover certain routes and stuff would be huge. But Jaden Drayton's playing a lot of football for us. Snooty back there, Demarion Hayes. Our two safeties have come on and done a nice job, and Trey Concepcion and Cannon Warren have done a good job back there. I think we're going to get Cameron Joseph back this week, so that provides some depth for us back there.
Yeah, you mentioned Jaden Drayton. He was actually the second leading tackle last week with Effingham with four. So, you're right. He's doing a real good job in the defensive backfield. All right, let's talk about Richmond Hill. Leading the region, coming into it, beat Brunswick last week. Brunswick was in the game early, and then Richmond Hill kind of, I don't know if they pulled away, but I guess scored more in the second half.
There were some costly mistakes on Brunswick's part in the second half that probably cost them. I think if you talked to Coach Pender, he felt like the game kind of got away from them there. But their kids played really hard. I mean, they moved the ball on them all night long. They ran the football and did a nice job, and KJ did a nice job, a quick passing game against them. So, we do some similar things to them, and then some different stuff with the option. We're gonna have to run the football. The whole thing starts with their defensive line. Their defensive front is really, really good, and defensively they're really good. They're a lot like us. They play really fast. They're very similar in what they do. They get downhill. They're big and physical on the perimeter at corner and safety. So we're going to have to play well. We got to block well out there on the perimeter so we can pitch the ball and get the ball out in space to them. We got to get a hat for a hat up front, be able to get off them on linebackers. It's something that their defensive line has been really good at occupying offensive linemen. People can't combo up to the linebackers, and that's something, we're going to have to be able to do. We got to get some push up front. We got to be able to hand the ball off and run the ball in there and make some hay a little bit. We just can't get stoned every time we go in there and hand it off. And we got to use the field. We got to throw the ball down the field, use the perimeter in the pitch game and in the passing game. And then sometimes TJ's just going to have to go out and make a play. And that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. And then looks right here, a senior running back, 165 pounds, 173 carries, 1,091 yards on the year so far. So he's a dude too.
Yeah.
For the last section, we're going to bring Coach Chase Harp, your offensive coordinator, in for the final session. But Friday night, region championship is what you do. You region championship, state championship, and, that's where we are. So here we are.
That's it. We're playing for a region championship in Glenn County Stadium. I like our football team. I think our kids are playing good football right now. And we got to go out and play and compete and execute. If we do that, we'll walk out of there a winner.
Come out and support them. We'll be right back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Actually, we'll have the offensive coordinator Chase Harp join us when we get back. So you listen to the Rocky Hidalgo Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. CPOM's Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, CPOM's Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in CPOM's Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Terrors.
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Red Terrors Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Actually, well, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Seapalms Realty, Jessup Furniture, and by Golden Isles Collision. Actually, we don't have Rocky Hidalgo here. We got the offensive coordinator, Coach Chase Hart, with us this afternoon. Coach, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
You fly in here after film session. You come in here with 15 seconds to go on the change. I
had to get a few more plays in. We need the film, so. That's all right. We got it in.
Talk to us. How long you been at Glen Academy?
This is my sixth season.
Sixth season.
Got here in 2015.
And you've got actually your experience comes from the college level, right?
That's where I started off.
Several colleges.
Right. Yes, sir. I played in Kentucky, and then I got a graduate assistant position at Syracuse for one season in 2004, and from there I went back to UK as a graduate assistant for two more years.
What'd you do as a graduate?
I was an offensive graduate assistant.
Okay, on the offensive side of the ball.
Offensive line and tight ends.
You were a tight end in Kentucky, right?
Right, I played tight end.
That's what I thought. And from Syracuse, you went to where?
Back to UK.
Okay.
As a graduate assistant. Got my master's degree from there. And then got my first full-time job as an offensive line coach at Gardner-Webb, which at the time was considered FCS.
I got you.
1AA in the Big South program, Big South Conference in North Carolina. Was there for two seasons. We got fired. My head coach got fired, and I was next.
Everybody went with him.
Yep, basically.
That's the thing about the college guys, isn't it?
It happened to me three times in a row. I left there and went to my next job was at the University of Central Oklahoma, Division II,
right in
Oklahoma City. Was there for three seasons. Head coach got let go, and then the next guy came in, cleaned house, and then I ended up at West Georgia.
Gotcha.
I was at West Georgia for 2 years, and the head coach was also the AD, and he had to – is one thing or the other. He had to pick, basically. It was either be the AD or be the head coach. I think the writing was on the wall there, too.
Right.
He picked the AD. They hired Will Hall.
And
he came in from West Alabama. Yep. I got let go of it again. Then I went to Arkansas Tech in Russellville, Arkansas. Another Division II program. And about that time, I looked at my wife and I was like, man, look, this.
Got to do something.
I didn't make a move. I got to get off this train right here that I'm on. And I got into high school at North Gwinnett High School with Bob Spire, who's not Camden County. He's a Kentucky guy. He's from there. I played against him. Well, he coached against me when I was a player in high school. He knew my dad, who was a high school coach. And one thing led to another, and I went there for a year and replaced Sean Jackson
here
at
Did you meet Rock up there when you were at North Gwinnett?
I met Rock when I was at West Georgia. I was recruiting Cobb County. I had Northwest Georgia.
Gotcha.
That's what I was responsible for my recruiting area, and I had Cobb County and got to know him there first. And then, was at a coaching clinic out at Auburn, and Coach Rock was out there, him and Sean Jackson.
I got you.
We linked up there again, so. One thing led to another.
So that's when you decided to get off the college train. You found out through Sean that this job was going to be available?
Out there at the clinic, yep.
At the clinic?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty cool. All right, let's talk about Glenn Academy's offense and what you've done. You've kind of, over the last couple of years, you kind of changed. When you first got here, you really weren't running the same offense you're running now, were you?
Right,
where were you running back when?
When we first got, this is how we got to where we are. I mean, we first got here, I was kind of bringing that spread and shred mentality that we had at North Gwinnett. Spread and shred. You know, we want to throw the ball originally.
Let me interrupt you. Let me get this in. This is Glenn Academy Coach's Show with head coach Rocky Adago on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, I got to get that in 26 minutes. My bad. Go ahead.
Came down here originally wanting to, you know, throw and do RPOs, you know, big balanced offense and whatnot. Offense. And we started off the season and just it wasn't going as planned. We started off, I think we were 2-2 at the time, and we got shut out against Coffee County, if we remember.
Okay.
And then that next game, after that game.
And that was in?
2015, when we won state championship.
Okay.
We were 2-2. And then we're like, you know, this guy we got out here in the slot, we keep trying to get the ball to. Why don't we put him at quarterback? Well, he can just touch it every single play. And that was DJ Dallas.
Right.
And he scored 2 touchdowns.
That's pretty wise move. Get the ball in the athlete's hands.
So put it in his hands, and they and did a lot of QB run game with him.
Right.
We had a really good offensive line, really strong kids,
right?
Good running backs.
I remember that crowd. That was
we just,
a couple of guys went on and played some ball out of that offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And we just basically overwhelmed people and wore them down with a run game and, you know, threw it when we wanted to throw it, not when we had to throw it.
Right, and which isn't very often.
That's right, and won 10 games straight and played state championship. And then I knew at that time DJ was coming back. He was a junior then, and once we put DJ at quarterback and had that thing rolling, in my mind, I knew what I wanted to go to the next year, which was more of an option-based offense.
Right.
And studied that hard in the offseason, and that's what we implemented the next season with DJ in 2016.
Now, that offense, it kind of takes the pressure off your offensive line about not having to drive people off the ball, doesn't it? It's more of a gap scheme and more of a how does that block up front?
We always want to be physical. I mean, either you got to block them or you got to read them.
Right.
And it makes defenses have to, I think, limit their package and what they're doing because they've got to be somewhat vanilla because they have to defend the option and they have to have option responsibility. So, that's what we try to do is put guys in conflict that.
And you're reading a lot of times the nine technique or somebody out there.
We call it the nine technique we'll read, which is like a lot of times the alley defender.
Right.
Okay, and then some things start with just reading the defensive end. But, it all predicates off
someone out there reading. You're leaving somebody unblocked, mm-hmm. and what he does is what tells the quarterback what he's going to do.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about TJ's progression today. It seems to be getting better now here toward the end, toward the final end of the season.
Right.
Seems to be playing a little bit more confidence.
That's true. I mean, and we've tried to keep things similar these last few weeks, so we can just get really comfortable and play fast. Play fast and not try to do a whole lot of things as far as getting cute with what we're trying to do offensively, whether it's a new play just to change it up. I mean, we've been pretty basic,
consistent on what
schemes and game plan. The last 3 weeks, they've been really similar to each other. Just allow us to be comfortable with what we're doing.
It's kind of gotta keep it simple. Keep it the repetitions. Keep his reads kind of the same, not changing them each week. So.
Formations. Are similar and those types of things.
Let him know where his people. Some running backs have come through for you. Hutch is coming through, having a pretty good year.
Yeah.
You got Jane Drayton. That's running the Jet pretty good for you, right? The Jet. We're closing down here. I'd like to talk to you some more about, but a lot of what you do also inside set up on that Jet motion, and then to see
smoke and mirrors.
You got to get somebody moving back there so we can read them, I guess.
Displace them. That's right. Displace them and get them playing sideways and then being able to pierce them, downhill. That's part of it, too. So you get them going east and west so you can hit north and south.
I got you. All right, we got to wrap it up. Anything you want to say to get people to come out and watch us play?
Should be. I mean, it's going to be an exciting game on Friday. I know it's a big game for us. I mean, we got everything we wanted at the beginning of the season on the line. I mean, all our goals and aspirations are right there.
Playing for a region championship. So,
Yeah, you know, we're going to go out there and lay it out there.
Playing for home games for the playoffs.
That's right.
You know, so of course, you still got Statesboro. You don't want to look through that Statesboro.
Yeah, and Richmond Hill, they're a good football team.
Yeah, they're a good football team.
And it's going to be, it's just a great opportunity for us.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Coach Hart, we appreciate you joining
us.
Thanks for everybody else listening to the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo and Coach Chase Hart, the offensive coordinator, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black. Come get me, Mother. I'm through.